With your coronavirus update for Tuesday, September 12th, I'm Jim Watkins. We'll take a look at this week's news with impact, COVID headlines from the week, and a look at week-to-week trends of new COVID-19 cases and deaths in trends, and then an update on the latest Bears report. First, though, news with impact coming up in 30 seconds.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With your coronavirus update, Jim Watkins, the FDA has approved a new booster to what the CDC says is a constantly evolving variant. Here is that story. The FDA announced the approval and emergency authorization of the updated Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines for the years 2023 and 2024. The development highlights the FDA's acknowledgement that previous vaccine versions were ineffective against newer variants like Omicron XBB.1.5. However, the admission that a new vaccine had to be developed to target the current variant underscores concerns about the efficacy of the previous vaccines. According to the FDA benefit-risk assessment, the new vaccines are safe and more effective in protecting against current variants than their predecessors. Those who opt for the updated vaccines can expect similar side effects to those experienced with the older versions. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is scheduled this week to discuss clinical recommendations and special considerations for specific populations such as the immunocompromised and the elderly. In other news, the U.S. quietly shut down a $125 million U.S. aid project to find novel viruses in Asia and Africa due to fears it could ignite another pandemic. U.S. officials are quietly shutting down a taxpayer-funded $125 million project to hunt for new viruses due to fears it could spark another pandemic. Deep Vision was launched in October 2021 with the aim of finding and studying novel pathogens in wildlife in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. While the research was meant to prevent human outbreaks and pandemics, critics, including Biden administration officials, are afraid it could do the opposite and have voiced their fears about the potentially catastrophic risks of virus hunting. Criticisms of the program arose almost immediately after its launch from wide-ranging government figures and advisors, including health, biosafety, and security officials, as well as senators and White House officials as well. In a private letter to an USAID administrator in November 2021, members and staff at both the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the Senate Appropriations Committee said they were particularly concerned about Deep Vision's research into, quote, studying unknown viruses, end quote, in areas where there is a high risk of animal-to-human spillover. The Biden administration likely infringed upon the First Amendment when it leaned on social media companies to remove what they believed was misleading COVID-19 content, according to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday, narrowing a bombshell district court order that banned several officials and agencies from communicating with the platforms. The White House, Surgeon General, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and the FBI, quote, likely coerced or significantly encouraged social media platforms to moderate content, and in doing so, quote, likely violated the First Amendment. In other news, a recent study on the immune effects of Pfizer's COVID-19 mRNA vaccine has scientists raising concerns over vaccine-acquired immune deficiencies. Vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome, otherwise known as VAIDS, is a new colloquial term coined by researchers and health practitioners since the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Though not currently recognized as a medical condition, some experts believe that COVID-19 vaccines may impair or suppress. The researchers recognize, quote, a general decrease in cytokine and chemokine responses to bacteria, fungi, and other non-COVID viruses in children after COVID-19 vaccinations. Quote, our findings suggest SARS-CoV-2 mRNA vaccinations could alter the immune response to other pathogens. That written by the authors of the paper published in Frontiers in Immunology. They go on to say that particularly relevant to children as they have extensive exposure to microbes at daycare, school, and social occasions are often encountering these microbes for the first time. The researchers from the Murdoch Professor Ratsef Levi, specializing in risk management and health systems at MIT in Boston, posted on Twitter, formerly known as X, that he said, quote, the vaccines adds to cumulative evidence suggesting adverse immune alteration by COVID-19 vaccination. Those are the COVID headlines making an impact. Now we'll take a look at trends in just a moment. Now taking a look at trends during the last 7 days, we look at trends in new cases and deaths related to COVID-19. By comparing weekly averages, we can determine as increasing or decreasing from week to week. With the week ending September 11th, new cases are down 57% across the United States. The 7-day average of new cases at just over 8,500. Yesterday, that number was 4,500. There was a minor peak of new cases on August 25th when the daily average increased to over 25,000 new cases per day, but that number has been steadily dropping since August 25th. Deaths related to COVID-19 stand at an average of about 19 per day. That's down from 66 one week ago. That represents a 65% decline in deaths. On Monday, there were 19 deaths reported across the U.S. and 4,007 new cases reported. And finally, looking at the most recent VAERS data, VAERS is the CDC reporting system that monitors adverse effects from all vaccines. To date, there have been 1.58 million reports of adverse effects from all the COVID vaccines, 36,080 deaths, 5,034 miscarriages, 20,740 heart attacks, 67,564 people reported becoming permanently disabled, 27,455 cases of myocarditis, and 15,000 cases of shingles. And to note, for people under the age of 18, or minors, there have been 67,000 serious adverse effects reported from children subsequent to receiving a vaccination. Those are the stats ending September 11th on your coronavirus update, Facts Not Fear. For more information on these stories and COVID data at your fingertips, visit our website, jimwatkins1.com. With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins.